From Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse, this is Newsmakers. I'm Maureen McCollum. Today, an election forum presenting candidates in Wisconsin's 17th State Senate District, Democrat Pat Bomhack and Republican Howard Markline. Schedules prevented a joint appearance, so instead, we're presenting individual conversations with each candidate. They've been asked the same questions, and they were asked to keep their responses to around a minute and a half. We turn now to Democrat Pat Bomhack. And one important note to listeners, while there may be differences in how the candidates in this race approach opportunities for debates, which is how Pat Bomhack characterizes our forum, this discussion was never intended as a debate, and our choice to interview and present the candidates individually was based purely on schedules and logistics. Pat Bomhack, I'm wondering if you can just first tell me a bit about yourself, your life in Wisconsin, your work, your family, anything you want to share just about those who don't know who Pat Bomhack is.
Well, first, I want to thank Wisconsin Public Radio for setting up this forum. And I'm grateful for the fact that this was meant to be a debate. You know, people out here expect the candidates to debate, and they believe there should be debates. Because when you debate as a candidate, you have to stand there without your money and stand on your record. So I regret that Howard declined to do the debate and rather insisted that we only appear separately. In the last 4 years, Howard has raised a lot of money from out-of-state millionaires who have their own agendas and have never been in Southwest Wisconsin themselves. But Howard Markline has done very little for the people out here, and I think he owes it to us to tell us where he stands.
So now, can you tell me a bit about yourself and your life in Wisconsin and your family and your work?
I'm a former legislative staffer to U.S. Senator Russ Feingold, and I'm a lawyer in Spring Green, working on building my own practice. And my goal is that once elected to the state Senate, I can practice law in the community a quarter time as well, so that I can be a citizen legislator and, while being a public servant, still be involved in the life of the community.
So why is it that you've decided to run for the 17th Senate District seat?
The reason I'm running is because I'm deeply concerned about what I see going on in Madison, especially with the extremism that seems to be taking hold of our state capital. And Howard Markline is certainly one of the flag bearers for the more extreme elements of the Republican Party. You know, the Wisconsin that I believe in and the Wisconsin government that I believe in is about working together. It's about building consensus. That's what people out here in Southwest Wisconsin, they do that in their families. They do that in their businesses. They do that in their religious and other civic institutions. And I think they expect people in Madison to be able to do the same thing. And so what I'm focused on is carrying forward Dale Schultz's proud legacy of being someone who has an independent mind, who's willing to work on behalf of the people, not just his political party, and is willing to reach across the aisle and try and find places of agreement, compromise, and consensus. Because to me, in a world of divergent opinions, the way you get things done oftentimes is by finding that consensus. And so the kind of state senator that I look to be is the kind that Dale Schultz has been: independent, bipartisan, common sense.
So how would you describe the makeup of the 17th Senate District, and what are some of the major issues that are facing the constituents in that district?
Well, probably the greatest feature of our great area, aside from our natural beauty, hardworking people, is just the fact that politically we have a very independent mind. You know, people out here, they don't like to vote for the party, they vote for the person. And so they expect that the elected official is going to represent the people and not their party. First and foremost, I think people out here are looking for someone who's going to represent the interests of Southwest Wisconsin and our rural agenda, and not the interests of an out-of-state corporation or an out-of-state millionaire who might have their own agenda. So first and foremost, I'm focused on our rural agenda, repairing our rural roads, standing up for our rural schools, getting our broadband going. And that's what I'm focused on, rather than promoting the agendas of out-of-state corporations or out-of-state, for-profit voucher ideological groups like Howard Markline does.
You touched on my next question before, but if you are elected to the state Senate, what kind of senator do you plan on being, as you said, and how would you best represent the constituents?
The elected official that I look to as the role model for how to be a state senator is Dale Stoltz. I just have a tremendous amount of respect for who he is as a man and who he is as a state senator. By stark contrast, you have Howard Markline, who, as just about everybody out here knows, got in this race because he was upset with Dale. He was upset that Dale Stoltz didn't follow the Republican Party line 100% of the time, only voted with the Republican Party 98.6% of the time. And, you know, that just wasn't, that just didn't meet Howard Markline's purity test. And that's just what people are so sick and tired of, is these purity tests in Madison, where if you vote against the party one time, then, you know, you have someone like Howard Markline, who is so ideological that they want to run against you. And so that's going to be the stark difference in this election. Frankly, you know, Howard Markline is just part of the problem over there in Madison, and I will be part of the solution.
With the open seat in the 17th Senate District, there's a lot of people from outside southwest Wisconsin that are really watching this race. Does this put any pressure on your campaign or change the way that you are campaigning?
It doesn't change the way we're campaigning at all, and I don't think it puts any more pressure on us. This is clearly an important race, but the most important thing that I am concerned about is how can I represent the people out here? How can I represent our rural concerns? Over in Madison and from the Milwaukee legislators, they don't fully understand the rural issues we have. They don't understand the rural economy quite as much. And so my focus is on ensuring that the agenda of our rural communities is front and center in Madison. And that's what I'm focused on. As far as the balance of power in Madison, I'll let the political pundits kind of figure all that out. But the real issue out here is, you know, are we going to have a guy representing us who will do anything for his party, like Howard Markline has done, a guy who is going to spend 4 years in Madison doing nothing but raising money from people who have never even been to southwest Wisconsin? Or are we going to have someone like myself who wants to carry forward Dale Stoltz's legacy? And so that's going to be the choice in this election.
Let's start diving into some of the key issues this election season. Obviously, we hear a lot about jobs and the economy. You know, candidates often tout job creation, but if you were elected, how would you bring jobs to the 17th district? Do you see any sectors that have the potential to grow? And do you have any sort of job plan?
It's really all about who are you fighting for? And I think we've seen in the last 4 years that, you know, the Republican Party has had one-party domination in Madison, and now our economy is falling. And I think the reason for that is that most of the policies have been benefiting large corporations, few of which are in southwest Wisconsin, and they've been benefiting the super rich, few of which individuals live in southwest Wisconsin. The kind of economic growth that I'm looking for is what benefits our rural communities. And that means we've got to do a couple things. We've got to repair our rural roads. I've driven just about every road out here in southwest Wisconsin. I got to tell you, you know, they are in deteriorating condition. And it's not just a public health issue or a public safety issue. It's an economic issue. And, you know, by contrast, Howard actually voted to give over $500 million to Milwaukee County, just two projects in Milwaukee, while not supporting increased funding for out here. So rural roads is an issue. Improving our information systems, our telecommunication systems, by expanding broadband internet, that's another issue. And then, of course, you know, reinvesting in our local public schools for the long term. That is an economic issue for the long term, and we've got to do right by the children out here.
How do you view the state's budget? And if you were elected, depending on what term you want to use, because we're hearing a lot about deficit, a state debt, you know, people going into different funds to finance certain projects. Do you have any sort of thought and goal if you were elected as to how you would balance the state's budget?
Absolutely. First of all, we have to have a balanced budget, and it has to reflect Wisconsin values. And we can have a balanced budget that doesn't raise taxes on middle-income families and working families, but we've got to talk straight with people, and we've got to get rid of the corporate giveaways. We've got to get rid of the corporate giveaways and the giveaways to the super rich. And then secondly, we've got to focus on an economy that benefits middle and working class people, because when people have a job, that's the best way to improve state revenues. So the program of austerity and starving the state economy that we've seen, and the program of giving these big corporate giveaways and giveaways to the super rich, is a recipe for what we now see as a nearly $2 billion state deficit. The remarkable thing is that Howard Markline is actually supporting a deficit that would be almost $2.5 to $3 billion. He actually voted against Governor Walker's budget because it wasn't right-wing enough for him. And he touts this as a streak of his independence. What he fails to recognize is that when Dale Schultz voted against the Republicans a couple times, it was because Dale knew they had gone too far. For Howard, Scott Walker isn't right-wing enough. And so if we go with Howard Markline, we're going to have even bigger deficits. And so the number one lie in this entire campaign is that Howard Markline is fiscally responsible. Nothing could be further from the truth. And so I'm going to fight for common sense, consensus, budget priorities that balance our budget and do it in a common sense way like we've been doing in Wisconsin previous to this administration.
I want to talk about agriculture because obviously that is a huge part of the 17th Senate district's makeup. Are there state agricultural issues that you'd like to see the legislature address?
Absolutely. You know, out here in Southwest Wisconsin, we have a proud heritage of farming and a proud heritage as being a part of the agricultural economy. And I'd like to see us protect family farms better. I'd like to see us do a better job at encouraging young farmers. I look to someone like Dick Cates, who's running for assembly here and has spent a lifetime in encouraging the next generation of farmers. I think that we can make some changes in the curriculum, even in high school, that make it more accessible for young students to learn new techniques for farming and ways to survive and build a thriving farming business. So I definitely believe that we should support our agricultural community, and I will be a strong advocate for the agricultural economy out here.
You're listening to Newsmakers from Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse. I'm Maureen McCollum. Today, an election forum with candidates in southwestern Wisconsin's 17th State Senate District, including Democratic contender Pat Bomhack. Let's talk a bit about education now. There are a lot of issues surrounding K-12 education currently. How do you view the state of Wisconsin's rural school districts, and are there special needs that the state needs to address in these districts?
There are special needs that we have for our rural schools. And I think it's difficult for people who don't live in a rural community to understand how vital these schools are to our communities. They are the centerpiece of our civic life, and they're a big part of our identity out here. And absolutely, I will oppose expansion of the vouchers. We've got to go in the other direction. We've got to reinvest in our local public schools, and we've got to fix the funding formula. I support a proposal from the superintendent, Tony Evers, called Fair Funding for Our Future. And simply what it would do is, in part, is change the funding formula so that rural schools are no longer disadvantaged under the formula. You know, I was at a meeting the other day with superintendents from all over Southwest Wisconsin. And one of the participants asked, how many of you in your town have had to have a referendum to cover funding needs in your school? And two-thirds or more of the people raised their hand. And so it's just a myth that that the tools that have been supposedly provided have really helped, or that people's taxes are going down, because communities out here just, we're not surviving under the current formula. And That's just a stark divide between me and Howard. He is probably the number one poster boy for out-of-state, for-profit interests. He's taken money from billionaires who have this on the top of their ideological agenda. And for him, in order to keep that money coming into his campaign account, he's got to go into Madison and make sure that more money comes out of our rural schools and gets sent to voucher schools outside the district. It's wrong. It's not right for the people out here. And frankly, I'm not going to stand for it anymore.
You touched on the voucher issue, but do you feel like the state's voucher school program, you know, there are talks about expanding it around Wisconsin, but I'm wondering if you can kind of elaborate on that and whether there is a place for voucher schools within rural districts, such as in the 17th Senate District.
I do not see a place for voucher schools in the 17th Senate District. And, you know, I would suggest to people in southeastern Wisconsin that what started as an idea 25 to 30 years ago is now clearly shown to have failed. At best, these private schools are performing at the same level as some of our public schools, but research shows time and again that the schools in Milwaukee and other places that have had these kinds of programs simply are not outperforming the public schools. And meanwhile, we're using our taxpayer public monies and giving them to private institutions. And we don't have the oversight. And so I strongly oppose that. And people who care about our public schools out here, we have a lot of concerns with Howard Markline and how devastating his policies have been for the children out here and for the families who participate in the civic life of the public schools.
Let's talk about higher education now. Are there certain issues within the higher education system that you have your mind on? And if you were elected, are there legislative changes you'd like to pursue?
Well, I think we've got to shift the burden. In the long term, we've got to shift the burden away from the student a little bit, because in the last 20 to 30 years, we've seen a significant shift in terms of who carries the burden for public university students. And I think that right now these university students are graduating with unrealistic and tremendous student loan burdens. And so I think we need to address that issue and just in general make education more affordable. You know, down here in the 17th district, what we've got to do also is ensure that our technical schools have the local control that they need. You know, for all the talk about local control from the Republicans, there was a recent study out of the state government that showed that Republicans in the assembly have passed more than 50 bills removing local control from our rural communities. And I will stand up for local control. Howard is standing up for more power in Madison, and that's going to be a choice we have for voters out here in District 17.
Let's talk about some environmental issues, obviously, with frac sand mining. There are no current active frac sand mines in the 17th Senate District, but the DNR has identified that there are deposits present. How do you think the state should work with frac sand mining companies and municipalities? Or do you think the state should stay out of the issue? Should municipalities have a say in what goes on with frac sand mining in their communities?
We've got to have more local control on this. We have a really proud tradition in southwest Wisconsin of solving these kinds of community decisions, especially when they involve our natural resources, solving them at the community level, at the local level. I trust the local governments to do this job. Now, Howard wants the state to be in control of this job. And again, this is just gets back to the issue of local control. Now, out here in southwest Wisconsin, I trust the local governments, and Howard has supported more than 50 bills in the assembly that remove local controls from southwest Wisconsin and give that power to Madison. So when it comes to the issue of frac sand mining, we've got to ensure that the local residents, local governments have control over that issue. And I think as long as we do that, we'll help ensure that our environment is protected and that any mining that would occur is done in a way that is environmentally responsible.
You talked about Senator Dale Schultz earlier and how he's sort of a role model for you. But if you're elected, you'd be following in his footsteps. And, you know, over the last few years, he has been known as a moderate Republican. How will his actions influence how you'd serve the district if you were elected to the state Senate?
Well, Senator Dale Schultz has those are big shoes to fill. And he's the man that I look to as a mentor, as someone to model myself off of. Because first and foremost, he put the interests of the people ahead of his party. And I think it's very telling that he refuses to endorse his fellow Republican in this race. As I said, Howard Markline is running because he did not like Dale Schultz's service in the last couple of years. And, you know, I just have a very different view on that. I think we need more people like Dale Schultz, not fewer. And so if you think Dale Schultz has done a good job, you know, I ask for your vote. If you don't think Dale Schultz has done a good job and you want a much more conservative state assembly or state senate, then Howard Markline is your man. But I will work to carry forward that proud banner that Dale Schultz has left for us, and to be someone who's bipartisan and works in a common sense consensus way.
Are there any other issues that that you want to talk about that are important to you or important to constituents in this race?
Yes, one issue I'm especially passionate about is getting big money out of our politics. The citizen is meant to be the highest office in our democracy. And under the current system, because the way money buys influence, that simply isn't the case as much as it should be. Having worked for Senator Russ Feingold, I share his views of the corrupting influence that corporate money and big money has on our political process, and that's why I refuse to accept any money from corporate PACs and registered lobbyists. Howard Markline, by contrast, is got more corporate money than just about any candidate in Wisconsin, and most of his money is from these out-of-state millionaires, and he just no longer represents the people out here. You know, he went to Madison as sort of the anti-politician. That's what he told us, but in only 4 short years, he's become an absolute pro at being a politician, and he spends a majority of his time apparently raising money because he's raised almost $300,000 in the last 300 days. Think about that. That's $1,000 a day. But what has the man done for the people out here? Very little. And so my focus is going to be on representing people, and since I don't have those ties to the big money, I'm going to have a much better opportunity to do that, and that's what I'll do.
Is there anything else that you want to talk about?
No, I really appreciate, again, this forum, and I was disheartened that Howard refused to debate us, but hopefully he will stand up on his issues in the future.
Democrat Pat Bomhack is a candidate for Wisconsin's 17th State Senate District. His Republican opponent in this race is Howard Markline. Both candidates are from Spring Green. We interviewed the candidates individually because scheduling conflicts did not allow for a joint appearance this week. But for the record, Wisconsin Public Radio was not told by the Markline campaign that he refuses to participate in any debate in this race. Thanks for listening to Newsmakers. From Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse, I'm Maureen McCollum. Our production team includes John Gatto, Mary Meehan Strube, and our senior news editor and producer, John Davis. If you missed part of today's show, you can find the audio archives at WPR.org/newsmakers. You'll also find links to the candidates, as well as other election year news coverage, at wisconsinvote.org.